This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and racing and plotting the course. He's biting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
As I said, the president usually speaks 6, 7, 8 minutes late to make sure everybody tunes in. So next segment, we'll be carrying the president's unfortunate remarks on Iran. I'm not a fan of Iran. I don't like the Obama deal. It was a scam, bunch of payments back. But this definitely wheels us towards war. And, you know, we had Bibi telling us about the WMDs in Iraq that were a sure thing. I understand that Saudi Arabia, you know, is behind ISIS and al-Qaeda. But then New York City is suing Iran, saying they did 9/11. That's preposterous. So this is just reality here. F. William Engdahl, big picture here, nationalism rising, globalism's in trouble. How would you describe this fight, what we should do to really expose it, and what you think the tricks are they have up their sleeves to try to keep this world corporate government going?
Well, one of the major tricks they've developed since the Reagan era is the color revolutions that I talk about in the Manifest Destiny book. These things have become so refined, they have techniques called swarming, where they have hit-and-run street protests like they did recently in Yerevan and across Armenia to topple the government in that country and bring in someone who's more friendly to the United States, although he claims to be still wanting to keep the economic union with Russia. So this is one of the things that we are seen and that has not been rolled back at all since the Trump presidency began, despite his comments to that effect. I think we're going to see economic sanctions, financial warfare, because these sanctions are a form of warfare. They're irregular warfare, but they're every bit as deadly.
They're siege. They're forms of blockades.
Yeah. Diabolical forms, very precise, targeting individual key industrialists in key countries, or the oil sales of Iran. So it's about crippling your adversaries. It's the old Wolfowitz plan from 1992 when Dick Cheney was Secretary of Defense. No rival country or nation or group of countries will be allowed to challenge American hegemony. And that smacks to my mind of imperialism, something that America never...
Beyond that, and of course you're right, the globalists make us pay for it. They hate America, too. They're targeting flyover country, Christians. They're trying to enslave us here as well. This is not America doing this. This is America basically hijacked like a slave to carry out this crime.
That's why I always refer to Washington and not the United States, because it's not most Americans. Most of my friends are, and let's say, read alternative media, have not a clue. They can't believe something different from the Washington Post. So, you know, if that's all you're exposed to and you're trying to work, hold down two jobs just to keep your family fed and the roof over your head, you don't have time to do a lot of this thinking. And so it's difficult. But we're the human guinea pigs. The American people are the human guinea pigs of this, I would call it global fascist elite. I use that term very, very carefully and very economically precise. But they want top-down total control. They're totalitarians. They're not Democrats in any way, shape, or form. No matter how much they yell at Russia for being undemocratic, they're the least.
That's right. There's a world totalitarian corporate state playing countries off against each other. And it's really terrible. F. William Engdahl, WilliamEngdahl.com. Please come back for a full hour soon to talk about your book, Manifest Destiny. Maybe I should buy a bunch and sell them at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That was a powerful interview, and it's spot on, ladies and gentlemen. Doesn't mean Iran's perfect. Doesn't mean I don't like the deal. It means Trump is being pushed into what he was against before. And, again, our own government's pushing radical Islam against Russia. So it's the same globalists that want Europe open to Islam. That is another big keystone to all this, is flooding us with Islamicists, and Putin has said no to that. That's another reason George Soros hates it. Remember, George Soros is a major general in all this. We'll be back on the other side with the president.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong. A new world order. Well, we are waiting. You can hear the room noise there for the president to give his announcement on Iran, which we think will be pulling out of the deal. Probably setting a timetable for new talks. And then that they don't come to the table, there'll be a continuation of the sanctions that were previously there. Now, the sanctions brought North Korea to the table in a good way, and we got that big peace deal coming up. Maybe Trump's right in what he's doing, but remember, the globalists have been caught behind the scenes under several administrations propping up the mullahs, who were very unpopular, so I'm certainly not fans of them, but it's a serious situation. In other news, up on newswars.com, and InfoWars.com, remember, it's an ongoing InfoWar. And when you email to your neighbors, your friends, your family, the stories every day, when you hand print them out and leave them at the dental office or the barber or at church, when you tell people about the show, that bypasses the AI, the censors, everything they're doing. When you tell people about the local radio station you're listening to, it's so important. When you tell people about the local TV station you're watching, your cable station, it's so critical, like Channel 9 in Houston, that's the focus of our promotion this week. Every week I'm going to promote another affiliate or another network we're on, because we are getting hundreds and hundreds of new stations. It's very exciting. Jamie White writing a very powerful article on InfoWars.com. Shocker, Soros funded the disgraced New York AG amid sex scandal allegations. So Snyderman has a lot of big buddies. It's always Soros popping up, isn't it? This is the guy that's the big Me Too movement guy in New York. Trump 3 years ago, or 2013, 4 years ago, hard to believe how time's flying, said, oh, disgraced Wiener, disgraced New York governor for sex stuff. Oh, you're going to be disgraced next. This guy's even worse. And boy, has Trump been proven right about Snyderman, reportedly calling minorities, his brown slaves, as he ravaged and raped them, sexually assaulted them. And he covered up years ago for all the women that came forward saying Harvey Weinstein raped them in New York. You know, there were witnesses. And now Soros, it turns out, is funding him, of course. Disgraced former New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, who resigned after being accused by four women of sexual misconduct, was partly funded by none other than billionaire George Soros and the Soros family. And look, oh, there he is with Alex Soros. Look how creepy these two look together. Alex Soros got caught this year from 2015 in documents funding riots in green in blue cities, working with the police to allow them to stage the riots with Antifa, hoping it would trigger a race war so Obama could declare a civil emergency. What a nice young man, the heir to the Soros fortune, Alex Soros. Oh, it's good to have a good attorney general so you can have all the fun you want at the spirit cooking events that Alex says he likes to attend. Got their little Aleister Crowley operation going on there. Schneiderman, previously known as Me Too champion, the staunch anti-Trump Democrat, received hundreds of thousands of dollars from members of the Soros family for years. Well, it's good to have the law enforcement on the payroll. Soros and his sons donated $110,000 in just the last 3 years alone. And they're buying everybody in your town, too. Other notable donors include Seigerman, whiskey magnate, Edgar Brothman Sr., whose daughters Claire and Sarah Brothman bankrolled Albany-based sex cult Nexium, and ex-Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein's attorney, David Bowles. It's worth noting that Schneiderman refused to investigate the Brothman sisters running Nexium out of Albany until public pressure compelled him. Trump's not speaking yet, is he? Let me know as soon as he does. Thank you. It's worth noting that Schneiderman refused to investigate the Brothman sisters running Nexium out of Albany until public pressure compelled him to do so just last March following the arrest of the founder, Keith Rainier. Not even the Seagrams, not even the Brothmans had enough power to stop this guy. And actress Allison Mack. Schneiderman resigned Monday after allegations surfaced that he sexually abused four women in New York. In a piece co-written by journalist Rowan Farrow, who first exposed Weinstein last October. And then it just goes on with what supposedly happened there. Well, it certainly fits in to the whole thing. And here's Trump. Trump on Eric in 2013. Tweet. Wait and see. Worse than Spitzer and Wiener, he said of Schneiderman. Worse. But Lolita Express? Please tell me. Him too, anti-Trump New York City AG, Eric Schneiderman, resigns after sex abuse allegations. And don't forget, another liberal so-called feminist. You can leave the background noise on. I think it's kind of cool. Let's hear the background from the White House briefing room. This didn't age well. Samantha B. described Schneiderman as a superhero who would stop Trump, the so-called sexual abuser. What did Governor Cuomo know about his attorney general? Asked the Daily Caller. Quite a bit. So, we're about to find out what's happening on the whole Iran deal with the president here in just a moment. Before we go any further, we hear the clapping. That means the president is coming to the podium here. Here he is. Here we go. See what's about to happen on Iran.
My fellow Americans, today I want to update the world on our efforts to prevent Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon. The Iranian regime is the leading state sponsor of terror. It exports dangerous missiles, fuels conflicts across the Middle East, and supports terrorist proxies and militias such as Hezbollah, Hamas, the Taliban, and Al-Qaeda. Over the years, Iran and its proxies have bombed American embassies and military installations, murdered hundreds of American service members, and kidnapped, imprisoned, and tortured American citizens. The Iranian regime has funded its long reign of chaos and terror by plundering the wealth of its own people. No action taken by the regime has been more dangerous than its pursuit of nuclear weapons and the means of delivering them. In 2015, the previous administration joined with other nations in a deal regarding Iran's nuclear program. This agreement was known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA. In theory, the so-called Iran deal was supposed to protect the United States and our allies from the lunacy of an Iranian nuclear bomb, a weapon that will only endanger the survival of the Iranian regime. In fact, the deal allowed Iran to continue enriching uranium.
We can hit pause. He's live now. He won't be live when we come back, but it'll be continued on from the same spot. We'll carry the meat of it when we return from break. Again, briefly, as I was saying, our overall best-selling product, it's not our profitable product because it's, even with markup, we only make $6, $7 on it when it's at full price. It's always discounted 25%. Well, it's 50% off right now. I mean, we make about $3.50 on it. There's $3 of product in it. There's no other toothpaste out there that's $3 of product. This is produced by the number one organic producer in the country. According to our specifications, it's concentrated. There's no fillers. It's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine, and it has no fluoride in it. For the adult and the children, it's 50% off, and the three immune gargles are 50% off, along with the mouthwash. They're also fortified with colloidal silver and iodine. All Super Blue products are 50% off and free shipping when you get the big combo deal on top of it. China Ferrado shipped an additional 10% off. That makes it a loss leader.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
We're back live. I am your host, Alex Jones.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
That's right. Let's go back to the president where we paused it during his speech. We were taking it down live off our satellite feed. Now I punched it up on Fox News. Let's go ahead and roll him getting into what he plans to do, pulling out of the Iran deal.
That will only endanger the survival of the Iranian regime. In fact, the deal allowed Iran to continue enriching uranium and, over time, reach the brink of a nuclear breakout. The deal lifted crippling economic sanctions on Iran in exchange for very weak limits on the regime's nuclear activity and no limits at all on its other malign behavior, including its sinister activities in Syria, Yemen, and other places all around the world. In other words, at the point when the United States had maximum leverage, this disastrous deal gave this regime, and it's a regime of great terror, many billions of dollars, some of it in actual cash. A great embarrassment to me as a citizen and to all citizens of the United States. A constructive deal could easily have been struck at the time, but it wasn't. At the heart of the Iran deal was a giant fiction that a murderous regime desired only a peaceful nuclear energy program. Today, we have definitive proof that this Iranian promise was a lie. Last week, Israel published intelligence documents, long concealed by Iran, conclusively showing the Iranian regime and its history of pursuing nuclear weapons. The fact is, this was a horrible one-sided deal that should have never, ever been made. It didn't bring calm, it didn't bring peace, and it never will. In the years since the deal was reached, Iran's military budget has grown by almost 40%, while its economy is doing very badly. After the sanctions were lifted, the dictatorship used its new funds to build nuclear-capable missiles, support terrorism, and cause havoc throughout the Middle East
and beyond.
That is
the big one. They are delivering long-range ICBMs.
Was so poorly negotiated.
That's true.
That even if Iran fully complies, the regime can still be on the verge of a nuclear breakout in just a short period of time.
That's true. They've got all the components.
The deal's sunset provisions are totally unacceptable. If I allowed this deal to stand, there would soon be a nuclear arms race in the Middle East. Everyone would want their weapons ready by the time
Iran had
theirs.
That's a good point, because Saudi Arabia wants those.
Making matters worse, the deal's inspection provisions lack adequate mechanisms to prevent, detect, and punish cheating, and don't even have the unqualified right to inspect many important locations, including military facilities. Not only does the deal fail to halt Iran's nuclear ambitions, but it also fails to address the regime's development of ballistic missiles that could deliver nuclear warheads. Finally, the deal does nothing to constrain Iran's destabilizing activities, including its support for terrorism. Since the agreement, Iran's bloody ambitions have grown only more brazen. In light of these glaring flaws, I announced last October that the Iran deal must either be renegotiated or terminated. 3 months later, on January 12th, I repeated these conditions. I made clear that if the deal could not be fixed, the United States would no longer be a party to the agreement. Over the past few months, we have engaged extensively with our allies and partners around the world, including France, Germany, and the United Kingdom. We have also consulted with our friends from across the Middle East. We are unified in our understanding of the threat and in our conviction that Iran must never acquire a nuclear weapon. After these consultations, it is clear to me that we cannot prevent an Iranian nuclear bomb under the decaying and rotten structure of the current agreement. The Iran deal is defective at its core. If we do nothing, we know exactly what will happen. In just a short period of time, the world's leading state sponsor of terror will be on the cusp of acquiring the world's most dangerous weapons. Therefore, I am announcing today that the United States will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. In a few moments, I will sign a presidential memorandum to begin reinstating U.S. nuclear sanctions on the Iranian regime. We will be instituting the highest level of economic sanction. Any nation that helps Iran in its quest for nuclear weapons could also be strongly sanctioned by the United States. America will not be held hostage to nuclear blackmail. We will not allow American cities to be threatened with destruction, and we will not allow a regime that chants death to America to gain access to the most deadly weapons on earth. Today's action sends a critical message. The United States no longer makes empty threats. When I make promises, I keep them. In fact, at this very moment, Secretary Pompeo is on his way to North Korea in preparation for my upcoming meeting with Kim Jong-un. Plans are being made, relationships are building. Hopefully a deal will happen, and with the help of China, South Korea, and Japan, a future of great prosperity and security can be achieved for everyone. As we exit the Iran deal, we will be working with our allies to find a real, comprehensive, and lasting solution to the Iranian nuclear threat. This will include efforts to eliminate the threat of Iran's ballistic missile program, to stop its terrorist activities worldwide, and to block its menacing activity across the Middle East. In the meantime, powerful sanctions will go into full effect. If the regime continues its nuclear aspirations, it will have bigger problems than it has ever had before.
Well, let's stop right there.
Finally,
we're going to come back with the final summation of the president's speech that we're in near time live, but we're going to break here. He started out live, but we are now obviously re-airing what he's already said. But this was pretty predictable. But let's talk about what's accurate in what he said and what isn't accurate. Because from my perspective, we'll talk about that too on the other side. Stay with us, InfoWars.com. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill. A nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I can tell you a lot of what President Trump has said is absolutely true. Some of what he said is in the eye of the beholder. I'm not going to say he's wrong. And I don't just agree with the president to agree with him. If he says stuff I don't agree with, I'll say it. A lot of it's perspective, but I can see what he's doing here. He's saying, if you don't come to the table right now, the sanctions are coming. That's a good thing. I thought they might announce them today, which would really escalate things. So he's really trying to get them to the table. I'm going to break down from deep research what's really going on as soon as we finish the president's statement that he just concluded. So let's go back to the time machine from 4 minutes ago and go back to the president.
Nuclear aspirations. It will have bigger problems than it has ever had before. Finally, I want to deliver a message to the long-suffering people of Iran. The people of America stand with you. It has now been almost 40 years since this dictatorship seized power and took a proud nation hostage. Most of Iran's 80 million citizens have sadly never known an Iran that prospered in peace with its neighbors and commanded the admiration of the world. But the future of Iran belongs to its people. They are the rightful heirs to a rich culture and an ancient land, and they deserve a nation that does justice to their dreams, honor to their history, and glory to God. Iran's leaders will naturally say that they refuse to negotiate a new deal. They refuse, and that's fine. I'd probably say the same thing if I was in their position. But the fact is, they are going to want to make a new and lasting deal, one that benefits all of Iran and the Iranian people. When they do, I am ready, willing, and able. Great things can happen for Iran, and great things can happen for the peace and stability that we all want in the Middle East. There has been enough suffering, death, and destruction. Let it end now. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
And then now he's going to sign exiting. Okay, I've got seven notes here I want to go over. Now, the president just concluded that, and I'm going to say this. I'm going to give the president the benefit of the doubt because he's gotten North Korea to the table. I do think the dictatorship by the mullahs is a bad thing. It's true that more than half their population is below the age of 25. It's true that in international polls of Iranians, they don't like the mullahs. It's true that Linda Sarsour is funded by Saudi Arabian controlled groups and others, and she told the Iranian women, I want to hear what he has to say about signing this. Back this up. I'll play the rest in a minute. Just back it up. We'll go to it in a minute. No rush. He says it after he signed it. It's true that Linda Sarsour and others, you know, when their women took their burqas off a few months ago and protested and got shot in the street, Sarsour said they were basically grandstanding. Wear your hijab. Shut up. That's why, you know, she's George Soros funded. But let me just go through the speech. It's true the Iranian people don't want to be under the mullahs. That part's true. It's true that he's brought North Korea to the table, and he's now cut North Korea off from Iran, one of their big allies, partially. It's true that Iran is developing long-range ICBMs that can hit major capitals all over the Northern Hemisphere. They can already hit Moscow. They can already hit Paris. They can already hit Berlin. It's true that if Iran gets nukes, the word is they already have some, just that they're not deliverable. That's why you heard him really talk about the ICBMs more than atomic weapons, because that's the big issue, is the delivery system. You notice he talked about a nuke race, and so Saudi Arabia and others are then going to want nuclear weapons, just like Pakistan and India. Then he talked about spreading terror and Hezbollah in the Middle East. Iran has not really been offensively bombing or blowing anybody up. I'm not defending Hezbollah, you know, attacking a Marine Corps base 30-something years ago. They have been fighting ISIS and the whole Arab Spring that Obama and Hillary and McCain funded. So that's the only area where what Trump said really isn't accurate. And he knows that. He said it during the campaign that Hillary and McCain and Obama were the founders of ISIS and funded al-Qaeda, and then it was shameful. And then, of course, you've got New York City and families suing Iran for 9/11 when there's no evidence of that. Saudi Arabia, folks. Now they're also suing Saudi Arabia as well. And my heart goes out to them. We've been there day one exposing the whole thing. But then you've got the lesson of Libya. Libya, 8 years before it was liberated and destroyed and turned over to al-Qaeda, Muammar Gaddafi stopped terror, worked with the West. Obama said, come in from the dark, invest in the West, let us all in. And they set him up and killed him. He was calling Obama desperately while the U.S. was bombing him, saying, why'd you do that? You lied to me in Paris. You lied to me in Germany. You lied in all those meetings. It was publicly. You said, I did everything you wanted. I invested $40 billion in U.S., French, and other banks, and they took it, which was for the people of Africa. So when Gaddafi stood up for the Libyan people, he wasn't perfect. They called him a terrorist. When he came in and did what the West said, they set him up. So Trump's up there saying, work with us. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be great. It's all going to be happy. That's what North Korea said. Promise you won't preemptively attack us if we get rid of the nukes. And promise you'll pull the U.S. military out of South Korea. I'm not defending North Korea. The point is, they know because of Obama and the Clintons that you disarm, you get double-crossed. Syria did nothing. Look what happened to them. So those are the different angles, the different pieces. Was the Iran nuclear deal bad? Yes. Was it a $130-something billion scam that Obama got kickbacks on the table from? That's been confirmed. The deal's bad. Trump's right about that. And it's true that Iran has rhetoric like they're going to blow up Israel. And I don't want to blow up Israel. I don't hate Israel. Is Netanyahu under political pressure? Does he want a diversion like this? Yes. Those are all the pragmatic points that are going on. It was a good thing that the president did not go ahead with sanctions now. He's given him a chance to come to the table. But he's given him already a year and a half, so I don't think he'll give him more in a couple weeks. Right now, let's go ahead and finish up with what he said after the signing. Here it is.
Thank you very much. This will make America much safer. Thank you very much. Secretary Pompeo is right now going to North Korea. He will be there very shortly, in a matter of virtual, probably an hour. He's got meetings set up. We have our meeting scheduled. We have our meeting set. The location is picked, the time and date, everything is picked. And we look forward to have a very great success. We think relationships are building with North Korea. We'll see how it all works out. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But it can be a great thing for North Korea, South Korea, Japan, and the entire world. We hope it all works out. Thank you very much.
All right, there you go. So the president is genuinely trying to bring peace, not globalist.
We'll all soon be finding out. We will soon be finding out. It would be a great thing if they are. We'll soon be finding out. Thank you very much.
Not globalist destabilization. Because they want ongoing crisis. Trump's trying to end all that. And that's why the globalists are so mad. They want an ongoing strategy of tension. This is live coverage of the president. And so there you go. I've got a bunch of final news I want to hit. Matt Bracken, that took over his hour yesterday. He's going to be hosting the whole hour. We're going to have one of our great new reporters in here riding shotgun with him to bring him in and out of breaks, Savannah. So look forward to her being in here, throwing her right in the deep end. So that is all coming up. Just again, we're going to be right back with a bunch of news I haven't hit, a bunch of video clips I haven't gotten to, and some breaking news that's up on InfoWars.com. Straight ahead, whatever you do, remember, they're trying to censor this radio/TV show. So wherever you're watching us, it's vital to tell everybody about this is the program the globalists fear. This is the program they lie about. This is who Hillary and George Soros hate for a reason, because we really tell it like it is, not from talking points, but from real research. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
All right, this segment is going to be a blitzkrieg, ladies and gentlemen, of video clips and analysis. The last one I'm going to get to here in a few minutes is school passes rule that everyone makes cheerleading squad or no one does. You get 100 people on the cheerleading squad. Sarah Sanders annihilates the Washington Post, claiming Melania Trump doesn't live at the White House and hates Trump, which is totally untrue. It's like he didn't want to run for office. He didn't want to win. He didn't want to run for re-election. He didn't want to cut the taxes. It's just all lies. Hillary Clinton says she wants to leave the country. I'm offering, or she's thought about it, I'll buy her the ticket, even though she's got all the private jets paid for with her corrupt foundation. Michelle O says she can't believe women, voted for Trump. What a condescending witch. Miracle Boy comes back to life after his parents donate his organs. But before we do that, again, every week we've got one big special. And this week it's on our best-selling, fluoride-free, organic, highest quality concentrated toothpaste, fortified with iodine and colloidal silver. Super Blue, six products. The adult Super Blue, the children's Super Blue that doesn't have the really strong peppermint in it, so it's still concentrated, but just doesn't have the peppermint, the tea tree. And then, of course, we've got with colloidal silver and iodine, amazing concentrated mouthwash. We've got the immune gargle. Learn about that 16-ounce. We've got it in 3-ounce and 1-ounce. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. or go to InfoWarsLife.com. That takes you right to the supplement page. Or you can call 888-253-3139. And look, we sell a lot of Super Blue. It's our best-selling product. Don't make a lot of money on it because it's not very expensive. But we sell a lot more of it when I sell it for a big discount. And people find out how great it is, and they start reordering it. So I want you to try Super Blue. Sign up for auto ship and additional 10% off. That makes it a loss leader. And there's free shipping on Super Blue when you get the combo pack on top of it. You cannot beat that deal. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And if you'll just take action, a lot of you on the fence, and get X2, get Brain Force, get Alpha Power, get Lung Cleanse, get X2, get DNA Force, 50% off right now. That's the other big special that's going to end next week. You will get great products that are really amazing. Most stuff is watered-down crap, marked up 7 times. We give you the very best stuff out there. These are powerful supplements. Books, videos, T-shirts, air filters, water filters, all the best stuff. Shortwave radio, survival gear. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, let's get back into those news items that I was mentioning. Sarah Sanders annihilates Washington Post, that means Amazon. When you hear Whole Foods, that means Amazon. Melania Trump conspiracy theory. Here it is.
Sarah, in its front page story this morning, the Washington Post, among many things, reported that there are persistent rumors that Mrs. Trump does not live in this White House and that she lives with her parents.
Hit pause again. Let's back that up. There are persistent rumors that that guy is actually a pig, that they put a wig on, that they trained to talk. There's persistent rumors that he can suck a golf ball through a garden hose. It's the persistent rumors, you know, that he's got Martians in his basement. Now, none of that's true, but if we just say there's persistent rumors that, you know, Trump's a Russian agent, this is who these people are. So let's start it over.
Sarah, in its front page story this morning, the Washington Post, among many things, reported that there are persistent...
Hit pause again. You know, the Washington Post put out an article showing this poor lady, Emma Jane Gonzalez, who has the same name as Emma Gonzalez, the shaved head, you know, anti-gunner girl from Parkland tragedy. And then they say that people learn from me that Emma Gonzalez, the older woman, is a crisis actor and she's been harassed. I never said anybody was a crisis actor. I've never heard of this woman. You liars, you lying, disgusting, filthy Washington Post. That's it. I'm coming after Whole Foods. That's it. I'm going to expose it. I'm going to bullhorn it. Bezos, you are a piece of crap. Excuse me. Let's go back to the lying Washington Post. Third's the charm. Play it from the beginning.
Sarah, in its front page story this morning, the Washington Post, among many things, reported that there are persistent rumors that Mrs. Trump does not live in this White House and that she lives with her parents somewhere in the suburbs. What do you make of those rumors?
I make of the fact that... just when you think the Washington Post can't get things any more wrong, they do. And that is an outrageous and ridiculous claim. The First Lady lives here at the White House. We see her regularly. And I think that's something that belongs in tabloid gossip, not on the front pages of the Washington Post. And I hope that they'll do better next time. Peter.
And I apologize. I know we're on so many TV stations. Other people can do it. I'm not supposed to. I apologize. I will not do that anymore. I was kind of flipping the bird at that guy. He makes me so mad because they are a pack of liars. Can you imagine them saying that I said some woman was an actor and that nothing happened at Parkland and then saying that I'm getting her threatened? They are complete lying criminals, in my view. Victimizing this poor woman. I heard a rumor that guy's a flying monkey. All right, let's go to the next clip. I'm going to be a good boy. I apologize. I'm going to stop. She says, there's only so much I can take. Here's Hillary Clinton saying she's given some thought to leaving. Please, you anti-American globalist, you reanimated corpse. Carville just announced she's not going to run again. Of course she isn't. She's a walking brain tumor. Her and John McCain are probably the same person. I wish no ill upon the dead, but the undead, that's a different story. Please leave the country. I will pay for her first class ticket to North Korea or wherever she wants to go. Here she is.
I want to thank some of you for sending good wishes a very long way during my campaign and the months that followed. I received a number of invitations from Kiwis to permanently relocate here. And I must say, I really did appreciate appreciate the offers. Gave them some thought. But I'm going to stay put because we have work to do in my country as well.
This is not your country, witch. All right, let's go to the next clip. Michelle Obama still can't believe women voted for Trump. The condescension. Remember the news said, Hillary said, dumb white women listen to their husbands. Oh, yeah, let me tell you, the white women are really down on their knees in this country. Well, you go to the average house around this country, the women are really, the women are like perched on pink pillows compared to a lot of men. A lot of men are slobs, whatever. The point is, the idea that women voted for Trump because their husbands told them to. No, that's you, the Democratic Party. Like your little buddy, you know, the New York Attorney General and calling women brown slaves and as he savagely rapes them or whatever. But that's okay because he's a Me Too guy and friends with Cuomo and Soros. So here's Michelle O.
You know, sorry, in light of this last election, I'm concerned about us as women and how we think about ourselves and about each other and what's really going on. I think more about what is going on in our heads where we let that happen, you know?
And the economy came back and everything else.
So I do wonder.
Back it up. Yeah, because like the illegal alien gets to shoot the woman in the back. He doesn't get in trouble. They rape, they kill. Women are getting murdered all the place by Islamists in Europe. The left says, well, they can't be charged for raping 10-year-old girls. What's wrong with you, lady, with Chicago you run a total hellhole? You're a monster. You're a fraud. You're a scammer. So, yeah, she does wonder what's wrong with women. Well, there are a lot of women that listen to you. That's the problem. Here it is.
About each other and what's really going on. I mean, I think more about what is going on in our heads. Where we let that happen.
Common sense?
You know? So I do wonder, what are young girls dreaming about if we're still there?
Well, not living under you, lady. That's what you tell them what to eat for lunch.
Person running was...
Yeah, you're the anointed one. We're supposed to bow down to you and Harvey Weinstein, your best buddy.
Look what we did.
All right, get Michael off there. Michael, go away. Now, I mean, Michelle, excuse me. Now. One more clip before we go to break. Come back with Matt Bracken. This is very important because, again, they tell you turn people off. You ought to wait a while before you turn them off. A lot of times they come back. My uncle was in a tumor for 6 months, came back, he's fine today. Well, here's a clip about the family and the child, or they'd already decided to turn him off, but then he came back. Here it is.
2 months ago, Trenton was at a friend's house, sitting in a small utility trailer like this one, while being pulled by a dune buggy. A day of playing soon turned terrifying.
I slipped, and I hit the concrete, and the trailer landed on top of my head. After that, I don't remember anything.
Trenton was rushed to USA Medical Center. He had 7 skull fractures.
And all I saw was a stretcher with his feet. They actually stapled that side shut so they could get him back breathing. But he was dead a total of 15 minutes. When he came back, they said he would never be normal again. The oxidation problems would be so bad to his brain that he would be a vegetable.
But
even if he made it,
we're gonna go to break. Come back with the rest of it. But they didn't. They didn't, and he came back and he's fine now. So remember that. My dad told me that a long time ago. All these hospitals will cap you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.